News in brief at Price TV. U.S. President Barack Obama has once again reiterated Washington's commitment to Israel's security. Obama said U.S. backs Israel against the Goldstone report that accuses Tel Aviv of war crimes against the people of Gaza. He once again called Israel's security sacrosanct and said relations between Washington and Tel Aviv have never been so robust. Russian voters have cast their ballots in the country's presidential election. Early results show current premier and former president Vladimir Putin is winning the polls with over 58% of the vote. None of the other candidates have been able to marshal a serious challenge to Putin. Yemeni protesters want that loyalist of the deposed ruler Ali Abdullah Saleh to be dismissed from the army. Members of the military joined huge protests in the capital Sana'a and elsewhere. Saleh was replaced by his vice president in a single candidate election backed by the U.S. and Saudi Arabia. Turkey's foreign minister Ahmet Davutoğlu says Ankara supports arming the Syrian opposition to topple President Bashar al-Assad. Earlier, Qatar and Saudi Arabia had called for arming the opposition groups. Syria has repeatedly charged that the armed groups have been receiving weapons via neighboring countries, including Turkey. Congolese officials say about 200 people have been killed in a series of explosions in the capital Brazzaville. Many others have been injured in a blast at a munitions depot in the east of the capital. More deaths are feared. In Iran, over 200 candidates have won enough ballots to make their way into parliament. Vote counting is complete at more than 90% of the constituencies. Interior Minister Mustafa Mohammed Najjar said the vote counting is still underway in Tehran. Candidates of 30 constituencies will contest in a runoff vote. China says it will boost its defense budget in 2012 by more than 11% to some $110 billion. This amid U.S. plans to reinforce its influence across the Asia-Pacific region. China's People's Liberation Army is the world's largest, with an estimated 2.3 million troops. The Secretary General of Lebanon's Hezbollah says only resistance can liberate Jerusalem al-Quds from Israeli occupation. Said Hassan Nasrallah pledged that the resistance movement will continue to fight for the liberation of the holy city. Nasrallah warned that Hezbollah will stand against Israeli plots to destroy religious sanctities.